朋友们，大家好，今天是6月18号，星期四，欢迎收看《美国观察》。在中国和印度军人星期一在喜马拉雅山一个偏远的边界线附近发生了暴力冲突之后，联合国敦促两国尽量保持克制。与此同时，美国国务院一名发言人表示说，美国正在密切注视中印边界的局势，并且支持有关方面用和平解决问题。来看报道。
印度总理莫迪星期三就印中军队发生流血边界冲突事件发表电视讲话，他表示在国家领土完整和主权问题上绝不妥协。莫迪还说，我们如果有分歧，我们总可以解决分歧，不会让他们成为纠纷，分歧不会变成纠纷，我们从来不挑衅别人，但我们在我们国家的领土完整和主权问题上不会妥协。莫迪强调，印度要和平，但如果受到挑衅，印度有能力做出恰当的回答。莫迪在谈到在这次冲突中阵亡的印度士兵时说，我们英勇牺牲的战士们走了，全国将为他们的战死感到骄傲。他说他要向全国保证，印度的战士不会白白牺牲。星期三，在印度城市巴特纳和坎普尔，愤怒的抗议者焚烧中国国家主席的人像，还有人呼吁要抵制中国制造的产品。这次冲突发生在本星期一，中国和印度喜马拉雅山区边界地带。冲突中，双方都没有动用武器，没有开枪。两军士兵使用石块和棍棒相互殴打。印军死亡20人，还有数十人受伤。中方没有公布伤亡数字。随后，双方都调集了数千部队和许多重型装备。中国外长王毅星期三与印度外长苏杰生通了电话。王毅在电话中指责印度军队挑起了周一的对抗。他说，印军的这一冒险行径严重违背两国有关边境问题达成的协议。王毅还警告说，印方务必不要对当前形势做出误判，务必不要低估中方维护领土主权的坚定意志。中国外交部发言人赵立坚周三也表示，希望通过对话协商解决问题。他说，中印双方正通过外交和军事渠道就解决有关问题进行密切沟通。这次暴力事件是中印两个核武国家之间45年来最严重的冲突。联合国敦促两国采取最大的克制。联合国发言人说，我们对有关印度和中国在边界实际控制线附近发生暴力和死亡事件的报道感到忧虑，并注意到两国已采取措施以缓和紧张局势。美国国务院一名发言人说，美国正密切注视印中边界的局势，并支持有关方面和平解决冲突。这名官员提到，特朗普总统与印度总理莫迪两星期前通话时谈到了印中边界的问题。美国之音新闻报道。
在炸毁了韩朝联络办公室的第二天，朝鲜继续向韩国方面施压。来看报道。
韩朝联络办公室位于南北边界以北，在几秒钟之内就变成了废墟，正如国有电视台画面显示的那样，成了朝韩关系破裂的象征。当时朝韩两国同意扩大经济合作和对话，现在朝鲜不仅摧毁了联络处建筑，还威胁要取消所有接触，并且威胁要在边境附近重新部署部队并恢复军事演习。韩国星期三做出了回应。
한반도평화유지를위해남북이함께기울여온노력과성과를일거에무산시키는조치로서실제행동에
朝鲜发动的这次侵略行动的指挥不是金正恩本人，而是他的妹妹金宇正。金宇正一度似乎主要是金正恩的助手，但是最近已经担当了更重要的领导角色。
This may well be a forerunner of Kim Yo Jong being charged with undertaking a mission that really seeks to exact a physical toll against South Korea to prove her credentials potentially as a senior North Korean leader。
朝鲜表面上对韩国感到愤怒，指责韩国没有采取更多行动阻止逃北者和其他激进分子散发越过边境的反平壤传单和其他材料。但实际上，朝鲜的愤怒似乎是一个策划好的挑衅周期的表现，其意图可能是迫使韩国和美国做出让步。美国之音记者加洛，首尔报道。
今年三月，特朗普总统签署法律，禁止美国的电信运营商用联邦政府的补贴来购买包括华为在内的黑名单上的公司的设备。吉姆·凯尔的电信运营商是华为在美国乡村的用户之一。华为当初是如何取信于他，而他又将在接下来如何应对这样一个转变？我们来看美国之音的报道。
今年是吉姆·凯尔在宾夕法尼亚州电信行业工作的第18个年头。对于在美国乡村做电信生意，凯尔了如指掌。
A lot of what you do out here, it's based on relationships and trust. So if you come in here as somebody outside, even from the city, let alone China, if you come into China in the rural America, you know, it's hard to break through.
但一家中国公司似乎做到了。2013年的一次产品展示会上，凯尔第一次接触华为的有线产品。对于一家陌生的中国公司，凯尔对其产品质量和可靠性都存在怀疑。但随后华为的多次拜访和殷勤服务将凯尔打动了。同时，华为的报价仅为竞争对手的三分之一，能为公司省下几十万美元，这让凯尔决定冒险尝试。
Generally, you get companies that size aren't real crazy or anxious about doing business with small companies like us. So I like the idea that they were hungry, they wanted to prove themselves, and at the time there were some questions or concerns about security. It's what we started hearing as we looked into it. But based on what we checked out, there was no evidence that there was any security threat.Or any wrongdoing, and that's why we made a decision.
So we have two central office locations, one that you see here, and one about 5 miles away. Or we have two units here.
How many users do you serve in total with Huawei equipment?
Currently, we have about 1,100 customers that have Huawei equipment in their homes.
Okay. And what do they use your service for? For TV, internet, what is it for?
It's used for both TV and internet.
从2014年开工到2019年接近完工，具有丰富从业经验的凯尔对华为的质量和客户服务感到满意。但在与华为合作的近六年里，有关设备和网络安全性的担忧从未停止。2020年3月，特朗普总统签署法律，出于国家安全担忧，要求电信商移除并更换列入美国政府黑名单上的电信设备，其中就包括华为。华为公司否认任何不当行为，称美国的指控缺乏证据。网络安全专家认为，对于一家在中国政治体系中运行的公司，有必要提高警惕。
It's very hard to find evidence. That's the problem with subtle sabotage, especially in software. That in the end, when you have so many bugs in code, how do you know?Which are bugs and which are, say, bug doors, sabotage disguised as a bug. Telecommunication systems, the networks all trust each other. And so if you can gain control of a small telecommunications company that has potential risk for being able to do things on other telephone networks. And so I don't feel comfortable with,
凯尔今年五月向联邦通信委员会提交了有关拆除华为设备的报告。他需要搁置为2000户家庭铺设光缆的项目，花费一年时间和60万美元，将过去六年装好的设备全部拆除。目前华为的客户支持和零件供应也已经停止。凯尔相信，如果拆除华为是为了国家安全，那么在移除与更换的过程中，他将毫不手软。
We wouldn't jeopardize our network, the security of our network, or, you know, certainly from a national security standpoint, I'm certainly not going to jeopardize that either just to make a buck.
在美国使用华为设备的电信运营商大多在小城市和农村地区。这一次的移除与更换项目将会使数十家的公司受到影响。在保证国家安全的同时，他们也希望得到政府更多的支持，继续为他们的用户提供稳定可靠又价格合理的服务。
联邦政府已经批准10亿美元拨款，用于补偿电信公司在移除与更换项目中产生的费用。联邦通信委员会 FCC 表示，项目花费将超过20亿美元，并正向国会寻求更多支持。
At this point, we really just need some answers. We're struggling. We can't get ONTs any longer. Huawei is not making the U.S. version. We have a limited supply, and once they're gone, we're not going to be able to.Install customers any longer.
凯尔说，如果回到六年前，他可能还会选择殷勤实惠的华为， 但经过了这几年的担忧和焦虑，今后不会再轻易与中国公司进行合作。
We certainly don't want to be in a situation where we put equipment, deploy equipment, spend all this time, money, and effort, and then have to take it out. That's my concern.
美国之音王平，卡拉，宾夕法尼亚州报道。
2020年世界各国竞争力排名公布，新加坡蝉联第一，而美中两国的名次均有下滑。在瑞士洛桑国际管理发展学院16日公布的排名中，新加坡继续排名世界第一，而美国的排名从去年的第三名下降到今年的第十名，中国从去年的第十四下降到今年的第二十名。第二到第九依次是丹麦、瑞士、荷兰、香港、瑞典、挪威、加拿大和阿联酋。国际管理发展学院就此表示，美中之间的贸易紧张关系导致两国的世界竞争力排名出现了下滑。世界大国在竞争经济统治地位的时候，小国反而成为个人工作或经商的理想选择。这份年度世界竞争力排名根据经济表现、政府效率、商业效率和基础设施这四个关键标准，同时参考国际数据，在将近6000名企业管理人员进行调查的基础上，对全球63个国家进行经商与个人工作最佳地点的次序进行排序。在取得了华盛顿的快速同意之后，台湾前民进党立法委员萧美琴星期二被正式任命为台湾驻美代表，也成为了历史上第一位女性台湾驻美代表。台湾总统府发言人张敦涵说，美国是台湾最重要的国际伙伴，蔡英文期许萧美琴在既有的坚实基础上持续强化双边关系，为国家也为区域间的繁荣稳定创造更多的可能。熟识萧美琴的前美国五角大楼官员博斯科告诉美国之音，萧美琴是一个绝佳人选，美国政府绝对会欢迎她。博斯科说，萧美琴在过去多年来出任过许多不同职务，在政界已经有一段时间，人们对她都极为熟悉。现年48岁的萧美琴做过民进党国际部主任，2008年蔡英文出任民进党主席时曾经担任主席特别助理，历任4届立法委员，在立委任期内长期都是外交国防委员会的成员。今年初在选举中落败后，曾经于2月份陪同台湾后任副总统赖清德访问华盛顿，4月1日接任国安会咨询委员一职。全国近几周以来的抗议声浪，特朗普总统于星期二签署了关于警察执法的行政命令，而国会两党议员也专注于警力改革。
这家乔治亚州亚特兰大市的快餐厅是上星期非裔美国人布鲁克斯被一名白人射杀的地点。这家餐厅被抗议者纵火，再次彰显了因为警察暴力与系统性种族主义造成的紧张情势。从5月下旬弗洛伊德在明尼阿波利斯市被警方控制时死亡以来，这种紧张情势已经震撼全国好几个星期。
Americans want law and order. They demand law and order. They may not say it.They may not be talking about it, but that's what they want. Some of them don't even know that's what they want, but that's what they want.
特朗普总统的行政命令包括警察部门要经过认证，增强资讯分享，来更好地追踪曾被民众申诉有过度执法行为的警员。拉斐尔·曼戈尔是保守派智库曼哈顿研究所的高级研究员。
It is a step in the right direction. It is not particularly far-reaching, which I don't think it should be.I think any far-reaching policy changes should come from Congress, but I do think that it is pointing itself at the right things, which are training deficiencies and building out more clarity with respect to the data on things like police misconduct and making that more publicly available.
特朗普说，锁喉，例如像警察跪在弗洛伊德脖子上这样的方式，除非警察的生命受到威胁，应该被禁止。不过，国会参议院少数党领袖舒默参议员说，特朗普的命令还不够。
On the things they said they might have, getting rid of chokeholds, it doesn't. It's more voluntary. Putting a national registry, it doesn't. It's more voluntary.
纵使在全国性的抗议声浪下，应该采取的行动获得了跨党派的共识，但国会当中针对警务改革仍有许多不同之处，包括众议院民主党人跟参议院共和党人提出的相左的立法提案。特朗普总统在讲话中并没有提到种族主义，那是黑人的命也是命运动的主要诉求。在特朗普总统讲话之后，民主党的总统候选人拜登在推特上发了一个视频，在当中他讨论了这个议题，并说系统性的种族主义弥漫在我们社会的每个角落，包括执法单位，而我们必须努力将之连根拔起。美国之音维达库斯瓦拉华盛顿报道。
加利福尼亚州的奥克兰市是1960年代黑豹党的发源地，也是黑人的命也是命这样一个说法最初诞生的地方。不过在当地，警察执法依然是一个非常有争议的问题。
约翰·琼恩三世几乎不会参加奥克兰发生的抗议警察执法暴力的活动，尽管他对抗议者诉求表示同情。琼斯16岁时因一起谋杀案被定罪并入狱服刑，今年46岁的他是一名社区活动人士。他说自己要对参与的事情小心谨慎。
It's very triggering to not only see these images, but to think of all the things I experienced.
但是琼斯希望，当前人们对警察使用武力的关注，意味着警方在何时以及如何使用武力的问题再度得到重视。他对市警察委员会给予希望。该委员会成立于2016年，是一个未经选举产生的公民委员会。他们与奥克兰市长最近共同决定将该市警察局长解职。
So this takes the police commission out the realm of being a tokenized body to being an entity with real teeth and real power.
奥克兰很久以来就存在部分社区与警察之间的冲突。这里是1960年代成立的黑豹党的故乡，这个组织监督警察在黑人社区的活动。2009年，一名年轻男子在一处公交车站死亡之后，该市爆发了数周的抗议活动。2013年，奥克兰的一名活动人士提出了黑人命也是命这一口号。随着近几周来全市各地的抗议活动，奥克兰市越来越多的居民开始关注当地的警察执法问题，并询问还应该采取什么措施。
We're here to make a statement against police brutality. This has been happening since, God, my grandparents were alive. And we're still dealing with the same things.
警察委员会带来了一些改变。现在，奥克兰市警察盘问司机的第一个问题，不再是他是否在假释期或缓刑阶段。这种问题可能会让人陷于被动，而是一些中立的问题，例如，你好吗？
It humanized the initial engagement.You know, I see you.
一些抗议者呼吁停止给奥克兰警察局拨款，全美各地都有这样的呼声。不过，奥克兰警察协会主席布鲁斯·多兰说，奥克兰上周有10人被杀，这种情况下，该市官员不太容易这样做。
I would be very careful in going down a road where we abandon the victims of violent crime in this city, in order to try and.Fix things that do need to be fixed.
对于市政府领导们来说，所有决定都要做出取舍。
Would making cuts at OPD to reduce funding for police lead to harming our ability to investigate serious and violent crimes? If that's the case, then forget them. The answer is no. I'm not going to do that.
尽管如此，如果不可能解除警力，市领导人和社区活动人士表示，他们希望委员会继续关注警察执法问题。提出问题并深入研究与民众互动的规定。
Oakland's not special. We have had, you know, quite a few of our own horrendous impacts. What do we change because of them? That is where the commission comes in.
琼斯希望抗议者即使在游行停止后，也要继续关注有关问题。
All of us must collectively raise our voice and say that this does not speak for me. This is not a black issue.Or a brown issue. It's a human issue.
美国之音记者米歇尔·奎恩，加州奥克兰报道。
在 在新冠疫情发生之后，可以享受户外空间并且看电影，而且还可以保持社交距离的汽车电影院又再次大受欢迎。在维吉尼亚州乡间的一家汽车影院，每周营业五天，有不少顾客开车两个小时前往。我们来看美国之音记者方正的采访报道。
We make a hamburger meal and a hot dog meal really economical. Our biggest popcorn is $5. Bottle of water is $2. We make a family affordable.Right now, I have a staff of 15. Some of the staff that I have been with the state of 30 plus years. Sometimes whenever your feet hit the floor in the morning and then you go to bed at night, it's all driving oriented. You're always thinking everything. You got to go get supplies. You got to do this. You got to do that. It takes a lot of time, but it's all worth it.I retired from the Library of Congress in 2006. I've been the owner leasee from 2010, so 10 years. And that this has a management system for controlling the movies. These are the hard drives. This is how the movie comes to us. All the movies are stored in there. We have state-of-the-art digital, high definition, configured by the software, to match that screen. It is a 5.1 stereo surround sound. You have our classic speakers. They're covered up for the time being because they were a potential pandemic transmission site. So it is 64 years old. It's the only drive-in theater left in the Washington, D.C.Northern Virginia market. We got a lot of tourists that come off of Interstate 81. The other day we saw somebody from California. They were passing through the area. And so we see a lot of out-of-state tags. But predominantly the draw is our local area.Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello, how you doing? Thanks for coming out to the theater.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Welcome to the theater.
We came 2 hours each way.
Did you?
Yeah, D.C. area.
Oh, okay. Enjoy it. Nationwide, I think drive-ins are really the end place to be. 305 drive-ins nationwide. 200 of us that are probably operating right now. We're the biggest attraction right now.So we need to be able to space our calls 50% capacity. And you order it through an app. And then we call you whenever it's ready. Bathrooms are one person, and then they're sanitized as each person goes in. And it does create a long line, as I'm looking right now at one of the lines.We want to make sure everyone...knows that we're following all the CDC and all the state health directives. Well, you can see movies at home on the TV. You can see movies on your phone. You can see movies at an indoor theater. But when you come to a drive-in, it's a combination of the big screen. That's an 84-foot screen behind me. So it's a big screen. You get beautiful night like tonight.You're going to have the stars out. You're going to have your families out. Single features, it's $7. For double features like what we're doing tonight, it's $9. We have the original Despicable Me movie.
I bet the mom is beautiful.
I bet the daddy's eyes sparkle.
Then we went back to 1982 for E.T.
尽管新冠病毒使得人流受到限制，但是维吉尼亚州的一个动物园生意却非常的火爆，因为他们找到了一个可以安全的开门营业的方式。
当动物在几个月后终于见到一些游客，动物园里出现一阵骚动。
We didn't have anything going on here, so it was completely shut down, nobody here at all.
由于新冠疫情，鲁尔开放式动物园的园区仍然关闭，动物得不到跟平常一样多的公众关注。但在同园区的开放式动物园这一边的情形完全不同。自从新冠疫情封锁以来，第一次允许汽车进入，在这之前只准游览巴士进来。
With the restrictions surrounding the current situation with the pandemic, we weren't able to keep the walkthrough open. We came up with a creative way to get the drive-through safari open to respect all of those certain restrictions.
动物园自驾游也吸引了其他州的游客。如果你在线上购票，然后舒舒服服的在自己的汽车里，按照自己的步调开车通过园区，这是一种完全不用跟别人互动的体验。
It's a really fun.Drive through. Kids had fun. Everybody was laughing. It was a great experience.
I think it's good for kids because they get to see animals that they've probably never seen before.
游客会碰到九种不同的动物物种，从野牛、美洲驼到原产于欧亚大陆的天鹿等等。
Whoa!
Whoa! Here you go.
小娃娃扎克和马克思在家里待了两个月后，非常兴奋地和动物互动。
I think that this is a great idea to continue, give them opportunities to still have fun while being safe.
据动物园的展出主任说，他们重新开放以来，每天有将近200辆汽车来参观，不仅孩子们兴高采烈，动物也一样。
Especially our llamas and donkeys, they've been eating from cars every single day. I think all the animals are very excited and they're pretty used to having people around.So it's been really quiet out here, so they're happy to have people around feeding them.
首席运营官科尔说，这里的生意不错，由于动物园的另一半继续关闭，因此收入仍然减少。一旦维吉尼亚州阶段性的放松封锁允许这么做，他们希望根据美国疾病控制与预防中心适当的安全指南重新开放那一部分。美国之音记者伊斯拉姆报道。
全球许多公司都在研制不同形状还有尺寸的机器人，它们中有的一些比较合适在室内使用，有的一些更适合在户外移动。
在一个只要敲敲按钮，你想象得到的任何东西都可以送到你家门口的时代，大大小小的送货车辆正在塞满城市的街道。意大利的 eNovia 技术公司的共同创办人伊沃·博尼奥洛说，送货司机会需要帮助。
Joyce will collaborate with van, and Joyce will be integrated with bicycle. That's the future that we foresee.
这种称为亚配的机器人是用来帮助人类司机递送更多的包裹。有了这样的二维码，用户可以在机器人上扫描它，打开舱门，里面可能有几个隔间，舱门可以用相同的方式打开，让人领回邮件或包裹。伯尼奥洛说，亚配可以在人类无法递送的时候递送食物或邮件。
If you want to deliver that in the night, if you want to have a 24-hour service, you cannot do it with bicycles, you cannot do it with van.
当自动驾驶汽车满街跑的时候，机器人就格外重要了。
All the analysts are foreseeing is a reduction of the number of vehicles on the streets. That means that there will be more space for something else.
eNovia 的目标是在2020年为消费者部署这些机器人，而同样在今年，中国的机器人公司普。度科技推出了贝拉机器人。
It's able to help the people to deliver food from the kitchen to the table.
通过人工智能，当这只机器猫的耳朵被人揉搓的时候，它会做出反应。它还配备带有传感器的智能托盘。
To figure out if some dishes already on the tray or not.
正如在普度科技公司的这个宣传视频中所见，较早型号的普度机器人已经在20多个国家部署，在餐厅和酒店工作。而无论是在餐厅里面或是在外面的街上，正如 eNovia 的这个宣传录像中所显示，机器人正在迅速融入日常生活的方方面面。尽管有些机器人可以帮助人类，但也有些可能会完全取代人类。美国之音记者李爱玲拉斯维加斯报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。 今天是6月18号星期四，欢迎收看美国观察。在中国和印度军人星期一在喜马拉雅山一个偏远的边界线附近发生了暴力冲突之后，联合国敦促两国尽量保持克制。与此同时，美国国务院一名发言人表示说，美国正在密切注视中印边界的局势，并且支持有关方面用和平解决问题。来看报道。
印度总理莫迪星期三就印中军队发生流血边界冲突事件发表电视讲话，他表示在国家领土完整和主权问题上绝不妥协。莫迪还说，我们如果有分歧，我们总可以解决分歧，不会让他们成为纠纷，分歧不会变成纠纷，我们从来不挑衅别人，但我们在我们国家的领土完整和主权问题上不会妥协。莫迪强调，印度要和平，但如果受到挑衅，印度有能力做出恰当的回答。莫迪在谈到在这次冲突中阵亡的印度士兵时说，我们英勇牺牲的战士们走了，全国将为他们的战死感到骄傲。他说他要向全国保证，印度的战士不会白白牺牲。星期三，在印度城市巴特纳和坎普尔，愤怒的抗议者焚烧中国国家主席的人像，还有人呼吁要抵制中国制造的产品。这次冲突发生在本星期一，中国和印度喜马拉雅山区边界地带。冲突中，双方都没有动用武器，没有开枪。两军士兵使用石块和棍棒相互殴打，印军死亡20人，还有数十人受伤。中方没有公布伤亡数字。随后，双方都调集了数千部队和许多重型装备。中国外长王毅星期三与印度外长苏杰生通了电话。王毅在电话中指责印度军队挑起了周一的对抗。他说，印军的这一冒险行径严重违背两国有关边境问题达成的协议。王毅还警告说，印方务必不要对当前形势做出误判，务必不要低估中方维护领土主权的坚定意志。中国外交部发言人赵立坚周三也表示，希望通过对话协商解决问题。他说，中印双方正通过外交和军事渠道就解决有关问题进行密切沟通。这次暴力事件是中印两个核武国家之间45年来最严重的冲突。联合国敦促两国采取最大的克制。联合国发言人说，我们对有关印度和中国在边界实际控制线附近发生暴力和死亡事件的报道感到忧虑，并注意到两国已采取措施以缓和紧张局势。美国国务院一名发言人说，美国正密切注视印中边界的局势，并支持有关方面和平解决冲突。这名官员提到，特朗普总统与印度总理莫迪两星期前通话时谈到了印中边界的问题。美国之音新闻报道。
在炸毁了韩朝联络办公室的第二天，朝鲜继续向韩国方面施压。来看报道。
韩朝联络办公室位于南北边界以北，在几秒钟之内就变成了废墟，正如国有电视台画面显示的那样，成了朝韩关系破裂的象征。当时朝韩两国同意扩大经济合作和对话，现在朝鲜不仅摧毁了联络处建筑，还威胁要取消所有接触，并且威胁要在边境附近重新部署部队并恢复军事演习。韩国星期三做出了回应。
한반도평화유지를위해남북이함께기울여온노력과성과를일거에무산시키는조치로서실제행동에
朝鲜发动的这次侵略行动的指挥不是金正恩本人，而是他的妹妹金宇正。金宇正一度似乎主要是金正恩的助手，但是最近已经担当了更重要的领导角色。
This may well be a forerunner of Kim Yo Jong being charged with undertaking a mission that really seeks to exact a physical toll against South Korea to prove her credentials potentially as a senior North Korean leader.
朝鲜表面上对韩国感到愤怒，指责韩国没有采取更多行动阻止逃北者和其他激进分子散发越过边境的反平壤传单和其他材料。但实际上，朝鲜的愤怒似乎是一个策划好的挑衅周期的表现，其意图可能是迫使韩国和美国做出让步。美国之音记者加洛首尔报道。
今年三月，特朗普总统签署法律，禁止美国的电信运营商用联邦政府的补贴来购买包括华为在内的黑名单上的公司的设备。吉姆·凯尔的电信运营商是华为在美国乡村的用户之一。华为当初是如何取信于他，而他又将在接下来如何应对这样一个转变？我们来看美国之音的报道。
今年是吉姆·凯尔在宾夕法尼亚州电信行业工作的第18个年头。对于在美国乡村做电信生意，凯尔了如指掌。
A lot of what you do out here, it's based on relationships and trust. So if you come in here as somebody outside, even from the city, let alone China, if you come into China in the rural America, you know, it's hard to break through.
但一家中国公司似乎做到了。2013年的一次产品展示会上，凯尔第一次接触华为的有线产品。对于一家陌生的中国公司，凯尔对其产品质量和可靠性都存在怀疑。但随后华为的多次拜访和殷勤服务将凯尔打动了。同时，华为的报价仅为竞争对手的三分之一，能为公司省下几十万美元，这让凯尔决定冒险尝试。
Generally, you get companies that size aren't real crazy or anxious about doing business with small companies like us. So I like the idea that they were hungry, they wanted to prove themselves, and this time there were some questions or concerns about security. It's what we started hearing as we looked into it. But based on what we checked out, there was no evidence.That there was any security threat or any wrongdoing, and that's why we made a decision.
So we have two central office locations, one that you see here, and one about 5 miles away. Or we have two units here.
How many users do you serve in total with Huawei equipment?
Currently, we have about 1,100 customers that have Huawei equipment in their homes.
Okay, and what do they use your service for? For TV, internet, what is it for?
It's used for both TV and internet.
从2014年开工到2019年接近完工，具有丰富从业经验的凯尔对华为的质量和客户服务感到满意。但在与华为合作的近六年里，有关设备和网络安全性的担忧从未停止。2020年3月，特朗普总统签署法律，出于国家安全担忧，要求电信商移除并更换列入美国政府黑名单上的电信设备，其中就包括华为。华为公司否认任何不当行为，称美国的指控缺乏证据。网络安全专家认为，对于一家在中国政治体系中运行的公司，有必要提高警惕。
It's very hard to find evidence. That's the problem with subtle sabotage, especially in software. That in the end, when you have so many bugs in code, how do you know?Which are bugs and which are, say, bug doors, sabotage disguised as a bug. Telecommunication systems, the networks all trust each other. And so if you can gain control of a small telecommunications company that has potential risk for being able to do things on other telephone networks. And so I don't feel comfortable with...Huawei equipment.
凯尔今年五月向联邦通信委员会提交了有关拆除华为设备的报告。他需要搁置为2000户家庭铺设光缆的项目，花费一年时间和60万美元，将过去六年装好的设备全部拆除。目前华为的客户支持和零件供应也已经停止。凯尔相信，如果拆除华为是为了国家安全，那么在移除与更换的过程中，他将毫不手软。
We wouldn't jeopardize our network, the security of our network, or, you know, certainly from a national security standpoint, I'm certainly not going to jeopardize that either just to make a buck.
在美国使用华为设备的电信运营商大多在小城市和农村地区。这一次的移除与更换项目将会使数十家的公司受到影响。在保证国家安全的同时，他们也希望得到政府更多的支持，继续为他们的用户提供稳定可靠又价格合理的服务。
联邦政府已经批准10亿美元拨款，用于补偿电信公司在移除与更换项目中产生的费用。联邦通信委员会 FCC 表示，项目花费将超过20亿美元，并正向国会寻求更多支持。
At this point, we really just need some answers. We're struggling. We can't get ONTs any longer. Huawei is not making the U.S. version. We have a limited supply, and once they're gone, we're not going to be able to install customers any longer.
凯尔说，如果回到六年前，他可能还会选择殷勤实惠的华为，但经过了这几年的担忧和焦虑，今后不会再轻易与中国公司进行合作。
We certainly don't want to be in a situation where we put equipment, deploy equipment, spend all this time, money, and effort, and then have to take it out. That's my concern.
美国之音王平卡拉宾夕法尼亚州报道。
2020年世界各国竞争力排名公布，新加坡蝉联第一，而美中两国的名次均有下滑。在瑞士洛桑国际管理发展学院16日公布的排名中，新加坡继续排名世界第一，而美国的排名从去年的第三名下降到今年的第十名，中国从去年的第十四下降到今年的第二十名。第二到第九依次是丹麦、瑞士、荷兰、香港、瑞典、挪威、加拿大和阿联酋。国际管理发展学院就此表示，美中之间的贸易紧张关系导致两国的世界竞争力排名出现了下滑。世界大国在竞争经济统治地位的时候，小国反而成为个人工作或经商的理想选择。这份年度世界竞争力排名根据经济表现、政府效率、商业效率和基础设施这四个关键标准，同时参考国际数据。在将近6000名企业管理人员进行调查的基础上，对全球63个国家进行经商与个人工作最佳地点的次序进行排序。在取得了华盛顿的快速同意之后，台湾前民进党立法委员萧美琴星期二被正式任命为台湾驻美代表，也成为了历史上第一位女性台湾驻美代表。台湾总统府发言人张敦涵说，美国是台湾最重要的国际伙伴，蔡英文期许萧美琴在既有的坚实基础上持续强化双边关系，为国家也为区域间的繁荣稳定创造更多的可能。熟识萧美琴的前美国五角大楼官员博斯科告诉美国之音，萧美琴是一个绝佳人选，美国政府绝对会欢迎她。博斯科说，萧美琴在过去多年来出任过许多不同职务，在政界已经有一段时间，人们对她都极为熟悉。现年48岁的萧美琴做过民进党国际部主任，2008年蔡英文出任民进党主席时曾经担任主席特别助理，历任4届立法委员，在立委任期内长期都是外交国防委员会的成员。今年初在选举中落败后，曾经于2月份陪同台湾后任副总统赖清德访问华盛顿，4月1日接任国安会咨询委员一职。全国近几周以来的抗议声浪，特朗普总统于星期二签署了关于警察执法的行政命令，而国会两党议员也专注于警力改革。
这家乔治亚州亚特兰大市的快餐厅是上星期非裔美国人布鲁克斯被一名白人射杀的地点。这家餐厅被抗议者纵火，再次彰显了因为警察暴力与系统性种族主义造成的紧张情势。从5月下旬弗洛伊德在明尼阿波利斯市被警方控制时死亡以来，这种紧张情势已经震撼全国好几个星期。
Americans want law and order. They demand law and order. They may not say itThey may not be talking about it, but that's what they want. Some of them don't even know that's what they want, but that's what they want.
特朗普总统的行政命令包括警察部门要经过认证，增强资讯分享，来更好地追踪曾被民众申诉有过度执法行为的警员。拉斐尔·曼戈尔是保守派智库曼哈顿研究所的高级研究员。
It is a step in the right direction. It is not particularly far-reaching, which I don't think it should be. I think any far-reaching policy changes should come from Congress. But I do think that it is pointing itself at the right things, which are training deficiencies and building out more clarity with respect to the data on things like police misconduct and making that more publicly.
特朗普说，锁喉，例如像警察跪在弗洛伊德脖子上这样的方式，除非警察的生命受到威胁，应该被禁止。不过，国会参议院少数党领袖舒默参议员说，特朗普的命令还不够。
On the things they said they might have, getting rid of chokeholds, it doesn't. It's more voluntary. Putting a national registry, it doesn't. It's more voluntary.
纵使在全国性的抗议声浪下，应该采取的行动获得了跨党派的共识，但国会当中针对警务改革仍有许多不同之处，包括众议院民主党人跟参议院共和党人提出的相左的立法提案。特朗普总统在讲话中并没有提到种族主义，那是黑人的命也是命运动的主要诉求。在特朗普总统讲话之后，民主党的总统候选人拜登在推特上发了一个视频，在当中他讨论了这个议题，并说系统性的种族主义弥漫在我们社会的每个角落，包括执法单位，而我们必须努力将之连根拔起。美国之音维达库斯瓦拉华盛顿报道。
加利福尼亚州的奥克兰市是1960年代黑豹党的发源地，也是黑人的命也是命这样一个说法最初诞生的地方。不过在当地，警察执法依然是一个非常有争议的问题。
约翰·琼恩三世几乎不会参加奥克兰发生的抗议警察执法暴力的活动，尽管他对抗议者诉求表示同情。琼斯16岁时因一起谋杀案被定罪并入狱服刑，今年46岁的他是一名社区活动人士，他说自己要对参与的事情小心谨慎。
It's very triggering to not only see these images, but to think of all the things I experienced.
但是琼斯希望当前人们对警察使用武力的关注意味着警方在何时以及如何使用武力的问题再度得到重视，他对市警察委员会给予希望。该委员会成立于2016年，是一个未经选举产生的公民委员会。他们与奥克兰市长最近共同决定将该市警察局长解职。
So this takes the police commission out the realm of being a tokenized body to being an entity with real teeth and real power.
奥克兰很久以来就存在部分社区与警察之间的冲突。这里是1960年代成立的黑豹党的故乡，这个组织监督警察在黑人社区的活动。2009年，一名年轻男子在一处公交车站死亡之后，该市爆发了数周的抗议活动。2013年，奥克兰的一名活动人士提出了黑人命也是命这一口号。随着近几周来全市各地的抗议活动，奥克兰市越来越多的居民开始关注当地的警察执法问题，并询问还应该采取什么措施。
We're here to make a statement against police brutality. This has been happening since, God, my grandparents were alive. And we're still dealing with the same things.
警察委员会带来了一些改变。现在，奥克兰市警察盘问司机的第一个问题，不再是他是否在假释期或缓刑阶段。这种问题可能会让人陷于被动，而是一些中立的问题，例如你好吗？
It humanized the initial engagement.You know, I see you.
一些抗议者呼吁停止给奥克兰警察局拨款，全美各地都有这样的呼声。不过，奥克兰警察协会主席布鲁斯·多兰说，奥克兰上周有10人被杀，这种情况下，该市官员不太容易这样做。
I would be very careful in going down a road where we abandon the victims of violent crime in this city, in order to try and.Fix things that do need to be fixed.
对于市政府领导们来说，所有决定都要做出取舍。
Would making cuts at OPD to reduce funding for police lead to harming our ability to investigate serious and violent crimes? If that's the case, then forget. The answer is no. I'm not going to do that.
尽管如此，如果不可能解除警力，市领导人和社区活动人士表示，他们希望委员会继续关注警察执法问题，提出问题并深入研究与民众互动的规定。
Oakland's not special. We have had, you know, quite a few of our own horrendous impacts. What do we change because of them? That is where the commission comes in.
琼斯希望抗议者即使在游行停止后也要继续关注有关问题。
All of us must collectively raise our voice and say that this does not speak for me. This is not a black issue or a brown issue. It's a human issue.
美国之音记者米歇尔·奎恩，加州奥克兰报道。
在 新冠疫情发生之后，可以享受户外空间，并且看电影，而且还可以保持社交距离的汽车电影院又再次大受欢迎。在维吉尼亚州乡间的一家汽车影院，每周营业五天，有不少顾客开车两个小时前往。我们来看美国之音记者方正的采访报道。
We make the hamburger meal and a hot dog meal really economical. Our biggest popcorn is $5. Bottle of water is $2. We make a family affordable.Right now, I have a staff of 15. Some of the staff that I have been with this theater 30 plus years. Sometimes whenever your feet hit the floor in the morning and then you go to bed at night, it's all driving oriented. You're always thinking everything. You got to go get supplies. You got to do this. You got to do that. It takes a lot of time, but it's all worth it.I retired from the Library of Congress in 2006. I've been the owner leasee from 2010, so 10 years. And that this is a management system for controlling the movies. These are the hard drives. This is how the movie comes to us. All the movies are stored in there. We have state-of-the-art digital, high definition, configured by the software, to match that screen. It is a 5.1 stereo surround sound. You have our classic speakers. They're covered up for the time being because they were a potential pandemic transmission site. So it is 64 years old. It's the only driving theater left in the Washington, D.C.Northern Virginia market. We got a lot of tourists that come off of Interstate 81. The other day we saw somebody from California. They were passing through the area. And so we see a lot of out-of-state tags. But predominantly the draw is our local area.Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello, how you doing? Thanks for coming out to the theater.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Welcome to the theater.
We came 2 hours each way.
Did you?
Yeah. DC area.
Oh, okay. Enjoy it. Nationwide, I think drive-ins are really the end place to be. 305 drive-ins nationwide. 200 of us that are probably operating right now. We're the biggest attraction right now.So we need to be able to space off calls 50% capacity. And you order it through an app. And then we call you whenever it's ready. Bathrooms are one person, and then they're sanitized as each person goes in. And it does create a long line, as I'm looking right now at one of the lines.We want to make sure everyone knows that we're following all the CDC and all the state health directives. Well, you can see movies at home on the TV. You can see movies on your phone. You can see movies at an indoor theater. But when you come to a drive-in, it's a combination of the big screen. That's an 84-foot screen behind me. So it's a big screen. You get beautiful night.Like tonight, you're going to have the stars out. You're going to have your families out. Single features, it's $7. For double features like what we're doing tonight, it's $9. We have the original Despicable Me movie.
I bet the mom is beautiful. I bet the daddy's eyes sparkle.
Then we went back to 1982 for E.T.
尽管新冠病毒使得人流受到限制，但是维吉尼亚州的一个动物园生意却非常的火爆，因为他们找到了一个可以安全的开门营业的方式。
当动物在几个月后终于见到一些游客，动物园里出现一阵骚动。
We didn't have anything going on here, so it was completely shut down, nobody here at all.
由于新冠疫情，鲁尔开放式动物园的园区仍然关闭，动物得不到跟平常一样多的公众关注。但在同园区的开放式动物园这一边的情形完全不同。自从新冠疫情封锁以来，第一次允许汽车进入，在这之前只准游览巴士进来。
With the restrictions surrounding the current situation with the pandemic, we weren't able to keep the walkthrough open. We came up with a creative way to get the drive-through safari open to respect all of those certain restrictions.
动物园自驾游也吸引了其他州的游客。如果你在线上购票，然后舒舒服服的在自己的汽车里，按照自己的步调开车通过园区，这是一种完全不用跟别人互动的体验。
That's a really fun drive through. Kids had fun, everybody was laughing. It was a great experience.
I think it's good for kids because they get to see animals that they've probably never seen before.
游客会碰到九种不同的动物物种，从野牛、美洲驼到原产于欧亚大陆的天鹿等等。小娃娃扎克和马克思在家里待了两个月后，非常兴奋地和动物互动。
I think that this is a great idea to continue, give them opportunities to still have fun while being safe.
据动物园的展出主任说，他们重新开放以来，每天有将近200辆汽车来参观，不仅孩子们兴高采烈，动物也一样。
Especially our llamas and donkeys, they've been eating from cars every single day. I think all the animals are very excited and they're pretty used to having people around. So it's been really quiet out here. So they're happy to have people around feeding them.
首席运营官科尔说，这里的生意不错。由于动物园的另一半继续关闭，因此收入仍然减少。一旦维吉尼亚州阶段性的放松封锁，允许这么做。他们希望根据美国疾病控制与预防中心适当的安全指南重新开放那一部分。美国之音记者伊斯拉姆报道。
全球许多公司都在研制不同形状还有尺寸的机器人，他们中有的一些比较合适在室内使用，有的一些更适合在户外移动。
在一个只要敲敲按钮，你想象得到的任何东西都可以送到你家门口的时代，大大小小的送货车辆正在塞满城市的街道。意大利的 eNovia 技术公司的共同创办人伊沃·博尼奥洛说，送货司机会需要帮助。
Joyce will collaborate with van, and Joyce will be integrated with bicycle. That's the future that we foresee.
这种称为亚配的机器人是用来帮助人类司机递送更多的包裹。有了这样的二维码，用户可以在机器人上扫描它，打开舱门，里面可能有几个隔间，舱门可以用相同的方式打开，让人领回邮件或包裹。伯尼奥洛说，亚配可以在人类无法递送的时候递送食物或邮件。
If you want to deliver that in the night, if you want to have a 24-hour service, you cannot do it with bicycles, you cannot do it with van.
当自动驾驶汽车满街跑的时候，机器人就格外重要了。
All the analysts are foreseeing is a reduction of the number of vehicles on the streets. That means that will be more space for something else.
eNovia 的目标是在2020年为消费者部署这些机器人，而同样在今年，中国的机器人公司普度科技推出了贝拉机器人。
It's able to help the people to deliver food from the kitchen to the table.
通过人工智能，当这只机器猫的耳朵被人揉搓的时候，它会做出反应。它还配备带有传感器的智能托盘。
To figure out if some dishes already on the tray or not.
正如在普度科技公司的这个宣传视频中所见，较早型号的普度机器人已经在20多个国家部署，在餐厅和酒店工作。而无论是在餐厅里面或是在外面的街上，正如 eNovia 的这个宣传录像中所显示，机器人正在迅速融入日常生活的方方面面。尽管有些机器人可以帮助人类，但也有些可能会完全取代人类。美国之音记者李爱玲拉斯维加斯报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。